helpful, but some can be harmful, such as those that play a role in the tooth decay process. Tooth decay is the result of an infection with certain types of bacteria that use sugars in food to make acids. Over time, these acids can make a cavity in your tooth.
What goes on inside our mouths all day?
So throughout the day, there's a tug-of-war taking place inside all of our mouths. On one team are dental plaque, a sticky, colorless film of bacteria, plus foods and drinks that contain sugar or starch, such as milk, bread, cookies, candy, soda, juice, and many others. Whenever we eat or drink something that contains sugar or starch, the bacteria use them to produce acid. These acids begin to eat away at the tooth's hard outer surface or enamel. On the other team are the minerals in our saliva, such as calcium and phosphate, plus fluoride from toothpaste, water, and other sources. This team helps enamel repair itself by replacing the minerals lost during an acid attack. Our teeth go through this natural process of losing minerals and regaining minerals all day long.
And how does a cavity develop?
When a tooth is exposed to acid frequently, for example, if you eat or drink often, especially foods or drinks containing sugar and starches, the repeated cycles of acid attacks cause the enamel to continue to lose minerals. A white spot may appear where minerals have been lost. This is a sign of early decay. Tooth decay can be stopped or reversed at this point. Enamel can repair itself by using minerals from saliva and fluoride from toothpaste or other sources. But if the tooth decay process continues, more minerals are lost. Over time, the enamel is weakened and destroyed, forming a cavity. A cavity is a permanent damage that a dentist has to repair with a filling.
And how can we help with this tug of war and avoid a cavity?
Use fluoride. Fluoride is a mineral that prevents tooth decay from progressing. It can even reverse or stop early tooth decay. Fluoride works to protect teeth. It prevents mineral loss in tooth enamel and replaces lost minerals, reduces the ability of bacteria to make acid. And if your dentist thinks your child needs more fluoride, he could apply a fluoride gel or varnish to tooth surfaces, or prescribe fluoride tablets, or recommend using fluoride mouth rinse.
So it's good to make sure that you take care of your teeth, and the dentist is going to be in town soon. Do you know the dates?
Yep. Well, he's currently in town, but I just checked with him this morning, and he is booked until he leaves on Friday. So all of his appointments are filled up this time. But he is coming to, he's planning to come back January 2nd, and also Ben Stewart, our DHAT, is coming back January 2nd. And so he wanted me to encourage everybody to call and make appointments for the January visit. And he also wanted me to remind everyone that Ben, our DHAT, can do all of the basic procedures that the dentist can do. So don't hesitate to make an appointment with Ben, because he can take care of a lot of most cases of any of your oral health concerns. So don't hesitate to make an appointment with Dr. Costa or Ben in January.
Okay, everybody, that was Jennifer Harrison, the CEO of Eats at the Clinic, talking to us about oral health. If you want to hear this again, it'll be on our website.